Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Congress outlawed cloning, and that was today, outlawed the cloning of human beings. Jeff Dowder, a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech, can you tell us a little bit about this and your belief that cloning should be allowed in some limited fashion, right?
That is absolutely correct. I believe cloning should be allowed in a limited fashion. We also have some very specific ideas about cloning. So if they ban cloning, I think one of the things they may be doing is messing with people's religious freedom.
Does this have something to do with the ideas for cloning that you have?
Well, the Shroud of Turin, and this is, by the way, a registered idea. This is a copyright idea that myself and Toby Bow did copyright. So I say that, Mr. Hendry, to let the audience know that this is an idea that is mine, so no one can do it.
Okay, does this have to do with cloning?
Yes, it does.
And this has to do with some religious?
Yes, it does, sir. The Shroud of Turin. And the Shroud of Turin contains, or some people think, the DNA of Jesus Christ. I have copyrighted the idea on to clone Jesus.
And you honestly believe you can clone Jesus from the...
Absolutely.
From the Shroud of Turin?
From the DNA that's left there, blood, there may be some sweat, there may be some salvageable DNA. And I believe that with our cloning of Jesus from the Shroud of Turin DNA, this is the second coming, I really honestly believe, of Jesus, what a lot of people are waiting for. And I would be the official guardian of, you know, the Jesus kid or whatever until he came of age. Then we would offer to put him on some of the top shows. We would put him on Leno to answer questions, and he can tell the stories about the Sermon on the Mount.
Well, okay, before I ask you about your ideas of cloning, how can you copyright an idea like that?
Well, you copyright it by writing the idea down on a newspaper and then photographing it. So the idea is on a newspaper. When we come up with the idea on July 4th, 2001, I was at Toby Bow's house. We had a few tall boys put the munch on, whatever, maybe snap a bipper, but I'm not saying we were under the influence of drugs neither. I'm saying that this was the idea that we had, and we did copyright it.
If you write down an idea on a newspaper with the newspaper's date, that's as good as copywriting it?
You can use that in a court of law is what I'm saying. So that's...
Let's get back to let's get back to your idea of cloning Jesus. What is in the Shroud of Turin?
I mean, his sweat or some. I mean, his blood. I mean, it's made out of him. I mean, the whole thing is that.
Okay, so there is some of Jesus's DNA in the Shroud of Turin that you extract.
That we extract, and then we make the Jesus kid out of it now. He'll be a kid, and then he's got to grow up. That's why I say I have already copyrighted the idea about being Jesus's, guardian.
All right, can I point out a couple of things?
Sure.
I mean, the Shroud of Turin is under the protection of the Vatican. Now, you may have the greatest idea in the world or not, but the Vatican's not going to release the Shroud to you or to any scientist that you have working for you to clone Jesus.
Well, first of all, Mr. Henry, the idea of cloning Jesus is exclusively mine. That's my idea. No one else can clone Jesus off of the Shroud. I get all the Jesus material, I get my Jesus clone material off the Shroud. Somebody wants to clone him off of something else that they find, which I'm not sure at this point what it'd be.
Yeah, what would that be?
I don't know. If he had a haircut or they find his hair, or the Holy Grail could have some of his spit on it. But anything come off the Shroud's my idea. They can clone him off of a washcloth or off of toilet paper. I mean, I'm serious. Fingernail clippings, if he had his nails done, I don't know.
I doubt very much if Christ had his nails done or got his hair cut.
Well, I mean, all I'm saying...
What you're saying is if there's some other salvageable DNA.
Some other salvageable DNA, you can clone. But the idea of the Shroud of Turin's me. That's me.
Look, like I said, how are you going to get the Shroud of Turin, okay?
Well, I propose offering a deal with the Vatican.
What kind of deal?
I propose offering the Vatican exclusive rights to Jesus' clone, and they can speak with him about his miracles or whatever he do. But I retain all the publishing and merchandising.
According to your press release, you would retain cable rights, publishing, and merchandising. That's all yours.
That's all mine, yeah.
But they get to sit down and talk to him.
For a period of 1 year.
You sound very naive, my young friend. The Vatican could go out and clone him themselves.
Not as long as I copyright the idea. They got if they clone off Jesus and they got him running around, I sue. And I would, yes, I would sue Jesus too.
Good luck, man. If the guy works miracles.
I mean, let's not be ridiculous, okay?
Well, I think maybe you're being a little ridiculous. You're going to sue Jesus. You're going to sue the Vatican because they stole your idea, cloned him. Now he's running around. That by the time he gets to be a man, this Jesus clone, you're going to pursue this in the courts.
I would. Congress says...
Congress has outlawed cloning, my buddy, and they damn sure aren't going to allow some quasi-scientific effort of cloning Jesus. Now, hold on. I want to give our number, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder from Caltech wants to take the Shroud of Turin, take the DNA from the Shroud of Turin, and clone Jesus Christ. 1-800-449-8686. Understand, I'm not saying it's impossible to do.
Well, I mean, I don't think you have the scientific background to say that whether it's possible or not possible. The United States government has banned cloning. Do you think the U.S. government's not cloned no people? Do you think the U.S. government doesn't have plans right now, as I did hear that they have, to create a clone of Nixon and bring him back to bail out George Bush? So they want to get the last great fascist president we had.
You're nuts.
No, sir. They want to get the last great fascist president we had and clone him and get him to the White House so he can save Bush's sorry ass. And
you can't clone Nixon in time to help Bush. The Nixon clone would still be a baby by the time Bush left office.
Better nothing.
What could a baby do for George Bush?
Hey. Lot of damage.
You're nuts.
So it's better than nothing. The Congress can work out whatever problem they got with cloning Nixon. I own the rights to cloning Jesus. And the idea that this could be the second coming, this would be sweet. Plus, if you could have him do the loaves and fishes or whatever, just because the U.S. government banned cloning doesn't mean I can't clone Jesus in Mexico. Think about that. Think about that.
Well, what would you do? You'd take the Shroud of Turin. They're not going to give you the Shroud.
No, all I need is a little DNA.
And then you take that DNA...
I take it down to Mexico.
And clone him in a laboratory in Mexico, huh?
Yeah.
And you clone Jesus in Mexico, even after the United States government outlawed cloning, do you think they'd let him into the country? Would the United States government allow Jesus into the country after he'd been cloned illegally?
Well...
See, these are the things you got to think about. They're not.
It's Jesus Christ. How are they going to keep him out?
It's Jesus' clone. But if they check a passport, what, are you going to call him Jesus?
Yeah.
You're going to call him Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
How do you know that name ain't taken by somebody?
I mean, he could have my last name.
Okay, so it's Jesus Doubter, is that it?
It would be, but everybody knows what I got, where I got the Jesus. The point is, it's scientifically, I mean, you can make all the fun you want. The point is, it's scientifically possible.
I'm not making fun. I'm asking you how you're going to solve some very real problems when you clone Jesus. First of all, Jesus is cloned illegally.
Nobody's not going to not let Jesus into their country, okay? Are you nuts? Are you nuts?
You're the guy that accepts this clone as Jesus.
No, he's not going to let Jesus... hi, I'm Jesus. I'd like to come into your country. No, I'm afraid not, man. You got cloned illegally. Yeah, sure. Oh, and one other thing...
You're the guy that's crazy. You ought to hear yourself, man.
No, sir. I'm talking about a scientifically viable...
You ought to listen to yourself. Hi, I'm Jesus. Are you goofy? What are you going to do? You going to walk up to a guy and say, I have Jesus Christ here. Will you let him in?
Well, by that time, I think the notoriety, Mr. Henry, of Jesus and his existence on the planet. And the other thing that I want to say up front right now, I mean, the other thing, too, is cloning's cheaper in Mexico. In America, you want to clone off Jesus, that's going to cost upwards of $50 million to maybe $40 million.
How much does it cost in Mexico?
You could probably do it for...
What, $500?
Probably around $500 to $700, yeah. Because of the way that they promote things in America and they make it so commercial. The other thing I want to say, Mr. Henry...
Boy, you got to be crazy. 50 million to clone them in America, but you can do it in Mexico for 500 bucks.
Sir, I want to say something here, because you're messing with people's religious freedoms.
If I don't let you clone Jesus...
Because it's the second coming, yes, sir. And can I say one more thing?
What?
Nobody, and I'm going to tell you this right now, I've got it written into my merchandising contracts as well as my agreement with the Vatican. Nobody, not nobody, is nailing this one to a cross. And you can bet your ass and...
Yeah.
I'll tell you now, they clone Jesus, nobody's nailing that one to anything. A cross, a garage door, nothing.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to David. Hi, David. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good, sir.
My point is, first of all, I don't even know if cloning a human is going to be for real.
It's already possible. It's already possible. That's why Congress acted today to outlaw it. It's already... They can do it.
Okay. If they can do it, you cannot clone the Son of God and bring him back before God would allow it.
Tell me that's not God's DNA.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me explain something to you.
Let's listen to the man.
Let me explain something to you. God is a spirit, okay? When Jesus Christ came in the flesh, he was wrapped in flesh. Even if you got some of his
hair and cloned the body,
whatever that was would not be the manifest Son of God.
The same body that walked on the water and had the stakes driven through its hand and come back?
That would be the same body.
That would be a duplicate.
That would be a duplicate of the body. However, the spirit in that body is not going to be the spirit that was in the body when it came under God's incarnation.
That dude, I mean, he took a spear through the head, everything. And he came back.
This is what I'm saying.
What do you mean he took a spear through the head?
First of all, it's not even biblical.
They put a spear in his side.
Thank you.
Well, here's my point.
Here's my point.
Did they nail his head?
If you take a piece of my hair and you clone me right now, will I be talking to myself? I don't think so.
Yeah, you would.
God is not going to let you clone the human soul.
You cannot create something that God created. Dude, listen to yourself, man. This body, it come out of Mary. It's the holy DNA. They would have had the Holy Spirit in the DNA, which would be the first time in history that they captured the Holy Spirit in the DNA form.
First of all, you're confusing the difference between a human being and an animal. Animals do not have souls.
I'm talking about Jesus Christ.
They live, they breathe, but they are not made in the image of Almighty God. That's what makes man the pinnacle of God's creation.
Okay, if you say so. But you know what, man? You can believe what you want to believe. But when we clone successfully Jesus Christ, and he comes into your town, man, you walk up to him and say, stick it, Jesus.
Hold on, let me explain something else to you. Good luck. And I just want to say, nobody's nailing this one to no cross.
Okay, David, I have to take a break, okay? And we get it already. No one's nailing this one to a cross. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder, mechanical physics professor who believes he can clone Jesus Christ from the DNA on the Shroud of Turin. We'll be back on the Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
And Jeff Dowder from Caltech, who believes he can clone Jesus from the DNA in the Shroud of Turin. The Shroud of Turin supposedly is what Jesus was wrapped in?
Yeah, they wrapped him up in it.
They wrapped him up in a shroud?
Yeah, after he come down off the cross, they wrapped him up in it. And then I don't know what they did. They buried him or something.
All right, so, and it's a little frustrating with a lot of people.
Let me guess. I bet you're getting a lot of people calling up on the telephone who don't even know what cloning is.
Well, some people think we're not talking about stem cell research.
What kind of an idiot would call up and think that? This is about cloning. which means you take a cell from one guy and make a guy that looks just like him. And we could find a 13-year-old virgin to impregnate her with the Jesus clone. And then, what do you got?
Well, let me guess. We got a Virgin Mary?
Yeah, if her name's Mary. You know, Phil, I don't understand why people don't...
What are you being stupid now?
No, sir. I don't understand why people don't want me to clone the Jesus. He could end world hunger by making loads of the loaves and fishes for starving people. It'd end war because everybody would be cool because Jesus is back. Because nobody wants to mess up because he's back.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lewis, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. And I understand, sir, you're a minister?
Yes, I am. I'm a ordained Baptist minister.
Go ahead, sir.
I want to say that this is the utmost arrogance that I've ever encountered, to think that humans can control God.
Well, but if you got his DNA, then you could make one like him.
Absolutely not. When God incarnated as Jesus, it was his willful act. God is all-powerful. He will come back when he wants to.
How do you know this isn't the time?
I don't care how strong the science is.
How do you know this isn't the time and that maybe God said for me to clone the Jesus kid for him to
now be back? Because he is certainly not going to come back through an act of questionable science. God will come back in his own time, and he will come back in all glory and majesty. He doesn't need some burned out, bogus scientists to bring him back.
That's what they said about the apostles, that they were all a bunch of burnouts, and everybody threw rocks at them. Now you're doing the same thing.
They were not a bunch of burnouts.
Well,
that's what they said about them then.
That's what they said about them then, that they're a bunch of space cadets.
No, they did not.
Yeah, they
I don't believe I ever heard the word space cadet in the Bible.
The apostles were considered to be dope smokers. And
what are you talking about?
Where are you learning this from?
No, sir. I'm saying,
you need therapy.
No,
you really need therapy.
I need therapy. You know why? Because you're jealous. Because I thought of it, and you're some minister, and you wish you would have thought of it.
Absolutely not.
You know
faith that God will come back on God's time.
And you're
pissed. He certainly doesn't need you to bring him back.
Well, how do you know he's not using me as an instrument? See? Like it says in the Bible.
Don't flatter yourself.
Big posters that say Jesus too. He's back and he's pissed.
Do not flatter yourself.
Then he'll come to your church, find out how much you've been lifted from the till.
But why don't you
okay, let's not get personal, all right?
Read Revelation. Revelation and learn that God will come back in glory and majesty. He will not come back as a baby that has been cloned by someone like you.
Hey, man, check this out. You don't call going on the Leno show. That's the highest level in our society of getting the message out. Okay? So if you get on the Leno show...
Are you really considering taking Jesus on the Leno show and on Jenny Jones?
That is the best way to get the message out, man. I would use what I could. And like I said, nobody's nailing this one.
I got it. No one's nailing this one to a cross. All right, Reverend,
a lot of these reverends call up. And can I just say one thing, Phil?
What?
A lot of these ministers call up because they're pissed off that they didn't think about cloning Jesus off. And I had the idea, that's number one. Number two, they're pissed off.
Because they didn't have the idea.
Right.
All right, Jeff Dotter is with us. Can you clone Jesus using the DNA that you find in the Shroud of Turin? If that was actually something that wrapped him up, is his blood in there, and can you take that and clone him? Mr. Dotter believes he has copywritten the idea that if it's possible, it's his idea. He wants to manage Jesus... Be his guardian, then manage him, and put him on the Leno show. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here, and we'll be back with more on the Phil Hendry Show right after this. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
May I say, I'm back with Jeff Dowder. Mr. Dowder is a professor of mechanical physics at Caltech. He believes you can clone Jesus using DNA found in the Shroud of Turin. And I just need to make this point to many of you who've been calling in. Legend holds that Jesus was wrapped in a shroud. That is a large piece of cloth that he was wrapped up in. He was not, as some people thought who called the show, wrapped up in a T-shirt. 1-800-44...
You're bull-crapping me.
No, I mean, like, I had like three people who said, was he in a T-shirt or something like...
You're bull-crapping me.
No.
See? That's what I'm talking about. People don't understand the science on how to clone off Jesus. And, like I said...
Plus, there's a lot of people who feel it's disrespectful that you would clone Jesus.
Jesus was born in a stable the first time, so what's wrong with me cloning him in Mexico now? It's the same. If we went to a cloning store in Mexico...
What do you mean a cloning store?
Well, I mean where they're doing it in Mexico right now.
So in other words, he had humble beginnings the first time at bat, so why not clone him in Mexico?
I would think that would be respectful, yes, sir.
I can't understand why you're doing this. 1-800...
I'm doing it for the betterment of people, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. Is it Lila?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
First of all, I just want to say that I think you definitely do need some help. You're some kind of a physics, or you went to school to learn something, but that's probably the only thing that sunk into your head. Because
you're going to tell me that you can't clone off Jesus now?
I'm not saying that you can't clone, because obviously that there is some type of a cloning going to happen.
Right.
But you don't know what that person is going to be like when they come here. It will never be Jesus Christ.
Well, it'll look like him.
It may look like him, but you'll use him for your own self-gratification to get yourself on the Jay Leno show and things like that. We have enough dysfunction already that I don't believe you should go out and put this human being or whatever it's going to be on the earth.
Well, first of all, this is the Jesus DNA, so there's a very high likelihood that he would have some Jesus, like God power.
You're out of your mind.
Well,
it's never, ever going to happen.
How do you figure that?
And if I was you, when you go to bed tonight, I would pray to God above that he will forgive you for what you're doing.
The Bible says that...
What do you mean the Bible?
The Bible says that Jesus is going to come back.
He's not coming back for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, how can you be so sure? How can you be so judgmental? That's what they said about Jesus. You're not the king of the Jews. You're just some bum. That's what they thought about him. And look, you're doing the same thing.
You cannot recreate. You are not going to recreate Jesus in a Petri dish. I don't care what you say.
You can use a lasagna dish. You can use Petri dishes. Yeah, cloning is a very simple...
A lasagna dish.
You need some help, and I'd pray to Jesus for that help, because there's a lot of people down here that can help you.
Okay, lady, when it happens, then you'll be another one of the dumbasses that didn't believe it. Are you ready for that?
I'm sure.
Are you ready for that? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jesus will definitely accept me into the
heavens
someday.
He will, huh? And when Jesus walks up to you after I cloned him off of the sheet of Turin,
You're not going to get near that sheet. Ever.
The shroud.
The shroud.
I know all about the shroud.
It's a sheet or something.
And you're not going to get near
it. And when he comes up to you and he says, Lila, you did not believe that I could be cloned off. Now I'm here. What are you going to say to him? I'm just curious.
I'm going to say, well, Jesus, why in the world did you go through this guy?
And he'd say,
how
dare you?
Could come back in all the glory of the world. Why'd you pick this nutcase?
And he'd say, you're just like Doubting Thomas. You're just like Doubting Thomas. You doubt my whole trip.
Oh, what did you do? Read the book and pick out all these little things?
You think you're going to tell Jesus what's up? Yeah, right.
Jesus knows what's up, and he also knows that you have problems.
You're going to stand there and say, yeah, Jesus, here's one thing I don't dig about what you did. Here's another thing. Then he'll put a lightning bolt up your ass.
You know what?
Okay,
you're not worth my time, sir.
If
have
you're a
nice
Christian,
day.
You should be awaiting the second coming of the Jesus. But you're telling me not to bring the second coming around, so you can't be Christian.
God have mercy on your soul.
What?
That's all I've got
yeah,
to
God,
say. Goodbye.
Please, God, forgive me for bringing you back. Yeah,
bye.
Roger. Jesus could start a band, Jesus and the Apostles. He'd have a huge stadium tour, sell a billion records. Christian rock be number one on the charts. Might cross over into urban or even...
Yeah, urban. Well, maybe it would. Okay, well, look, I believe that you are...
Go ahead, say it. I'm nuts.
Yeah, I think that's a fair description. I think you're wacky. I think you, let me just say this, okay?
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Henry. Dazzle me with your scientific knowledge, okay?
Look, man, I know enough about cloning to know that you're going to make a human being, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to look exactly like the human being from which the DNA came, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a separate human being, though, still. It's like a twin or something.
Yeah, here's the thing about twins, though. They have mental telepathy. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, I got it. So this clone is going to be mentally in touch with the real Jesus?
If you want to laugh about it, but they have mental telepathy. The twins communicate with each other.
I know all about twins communicating with each other. I understand that. What are you telling me? Do they communicate with each other when they're dead?
I don't think twins can communicate with each other when one's dead, but this is the Jesus clone. So there may be some special extra added energy.
Are you freaky or something, dude? Now it's out of science. Now it's just into your suppositions.
Jesus, too, would have, if you will, a hotline to God. And he'd be hooked up mentally.
Okay, let's say he's hooked up to Jesus 1. I can't believe I'm having this conversation.
Go ahead and laugh, Mr. Henry. Your judgment is at hand. And
yeah, okay, hold on for a minute. Hold on for a second there, John the Baptist. And
you'll know.
Yeah, okay, let me just ask him. Jesus 1's in touch with Jesus 2, who's in heaven, I take it?
Yeah, I think so. No, Jesus 2 is here.
Jesus 2 is here. What are we talking about? The space shuttle? Bug off. Talking to this nut about Jesus 1. Okay, we're out of here. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, the interesting thing about this Chandra Levy situation is people are saying, wow, how can someone just vanish into thin air? It happens all the time. Happens every day. But all of a sudden, everybody's becoming aware of this. People are becoming aware of the fact that it does happen, and it happens a lot. If you hear it once, you hear it a million times, people saying, she just disappeared. It's just amazing. Every freaking day this is going on. Are you kidding me? All you got to do is go on your little computer there. Go into these missing persons websites, and they have, you know, unsolved missing persons cases. And you can look up these cases, and these people are like, they're just vanishing, man, from parking lots, houses. One guy I read about, he's been missing for 12 years. The guy went snowboarding. He rented a snowboard. This is a guy from Canada. He's a hockey player, and he rented a snowboard, rented some boots, went snowboarding, came back, gave the boots and gave the snowboard back to the dude in the office. That's the last anybody saw this guy, 12 years. His car was still in the parking lot. His parents flew to Austria to try to find him, and they find his car in the parking lot like 40 days later after he went missing. So he didn't even take off in his car. Just gone. I mean... So it's like seemingly in broad daylight. I read another one. This girl, she's been gone for like 20, I don't know, since 78. She called up her mother. She said she'd be right over. She goes off to buy presents for friends. That's the last anybody ever hears from her. 24 years. Then there's one I told you about, Mike. Now, this one's out there, but this one had a resolution. Now, imagine this. This was a missing person case in New Jersey. This girl leaves to get her teeth filled, to go to the dentist. The last people to see her were the dentist and his nurses. They know she went to the dentist, she got her teeth filled, gone. That's like a 1975, okay? Gone. I mean, they don't know where she is. They sent out flyers. they sent out everything they're doing in the Chandra Levy case, they did in this case. And, you know, the ever-widening circle of search surrounding her last known residence, tracing her steps, sending flyers, sending whatever the technology was in those days, faxes and wire communications between police agencies. And they had her name and her face everywhere. And they couldn't find her. Now, the cop, who was a Newark, New Jersey cop, who got on this case, also knew the family. Would you believe 25 years later, after probably the case has been forgotten, although this guy didn't forget it, it was still active, he was still working on it, 25 years later, they're clearing some brush in a swamp area, and they find remains in the town. It's her. And would you believe that it was found 100 yards from where this cop lives? Guy's like, you know. Of course, you got to ask the cop, did you do it? I'm just kidding. But this was just like this Chandra Levy deal. Didn't know where she was. Couldn't find her. No trace. People, why? How can it do? How can human beings? Happens all the time. All the time. And they never find them, man. You're lucky if they find them. Now, right now, they're going ape because they think they found a body. And this is a high-profile case. There's a lot of publicity. So there probably is a pretty good chance they're going to get some resolution. I'm not saying they're going to find her alive, but I think there's a pretty decent chance that's going to be some resolution to this because it's so high-profile, and there's so many people out there that want to get their faces on the newspaper or on television. Somebody's going to come forward with some information. There's a little bit of, reward money happening. They'll find her. I don't know. Alive or dead. Probably, unfortunately, deceased. Because, hey, this is like didn't this have like serial murderer written all over it? Some nut just grabbing people? All right, I wanted to mention to you, I'm going to shift gears here. Excuse me. We are inaugurating a new feature here on the Phil Henry Show, and it's called Ask Phil About Broadcasting. Questions about broadcasting. If you'd like to make broadcasting a career, well, you can call in, and if you're a young person wanting to get into broadcasting, I think it'd be a lot of fun for you to talk with me, and we can give you some advice on how to get into the wonderful field of broadcasting. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And give us a call. Ask your questions about, hey, Phil, how did you get into the business? What's the best way for me to start? What do you do in certain situations? Things like that. 1-800-449-8686. While Mike is screening the phones, I'll tell you that I started in broadcasting in Winter Park, Florida, and I worked my way up from there. It's kind of like baseball. You know, you play on a single A team, then you go to double A, triple A, and finally you make it to the majors. That's kind of how my career went. Just worked my way up through the ladder. Up the ladder, I should say. Some guys go through the ladder, and that can be ugly. That can be painful, too. Don't go through the ladder, man. Go up it. Just making a joke. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Take a call here from Chatsworth. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, great show as always, Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other day I was in front of my debate class and I sprung a boner. What do you do in a situation like that?
Just a moment, please. Hold on for a minute, kid.
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Anyway.
What do you mean, what do I want? I want calls about broadcasting.
Well, we're not. Yeah, this is the only one we got. Great show as always, but...
Okay, fine, thanks. I was standing in front of my debate class and I got a boner. What do I do?
I suggest you talk to him. It's the only call we got.
What's your name, kid?
My name's R.C. If I overstep my bounds in some way...
No, it's fine.
See, I'm standing in front of our debate class, and there's a girl there named Lori Adams. She's extra pretty. So anyway, I got a chubby going. Now, do I...
Okay, Do you want me to answer? What do you want me to answer?
Well... What do you do if you pitch a tantrum? here in front of your class.
I don't know, kid. I mean...
Well, I thought about grabbing the newspaper from Mr. Norwell's desk and just hanging it there. But...
Yeah, that's the thing that I would do. Did you have a book or anything?
Yeah, but then that looks retarded, the book that I'm reading from. And then I'm like, yeah, well, let me just put it over my crotch.
I don't know, kid, what you do if you,
Spring a chub?
Yeah, if you spring a chub in front of your debate class. This is called questions about broadcasting, okay?
Well, yeah, I got a question about springing a chubby in debate class.
Okay, do we have any other calls?
Nope.
Mr. Henry, if you'd like me to call back...
No, that's okay. Hold on for a minute. Where are the questions about broadcasting here on the Phil Henry Show. Give me a call.
That's the only one we got.
There's nothing else coming in.
Let me double check.
Go ahead.
Should I hang up?
No, it's fine. You can... Well?
No, that's it.
Well, go back in there and screen the calls then, man. So your question is what?
I got a chubby and...
Yeah, okay, in the middle of debate class. What has this got to do with broadcasting, kid?
Well, I called right through on account of it about talking in front of people.
Yeah?
Well, that's what you do.
Well, yeah, I do, but I mean...
Well, what do you do if you pitch a tent?
I guess I'm on the radio. I don't have to worry about it. I mean, I'm behind a desk.
Yeah, but your engineering stuff might think it's gay.
Well, maybe he does. I don't know. I've never pitched a tent while I'm on the air. I'm thinking. I'm concentrating. How could that possibly happen to you, man? Were you in a debate?
Yeah.
What were you debating?
The ethics of cloning.
How could you pitch a tent talking about that?
Something about it was stimulating.
Well, I don't... If you're in a... Concentrate on what you're saying. Take a newspaper and hang it over your crotch.
I could probably hang a newspaper from it.
Well, that's great, okay?
It's what you call a spontaneous chubness.
Yeah, okay. Look, here's what you do, man. Put a paper or a book in front of it. Turn the music off. Okay, so what's up?
Nah, it's the only call we got. This has been Phil Henry.
Get out of here. I'll do it. This has been Phil Henry. Questions about broadcasting. I sprung a boner in debate class. What do I do? You know, a man can work hard, say his prayers at night, do the little things to try to get ahead. I come up with this idea. Questions about broadcasting. Would you like to call in? I get one lousy call, and it's from a kid who got a, what did he say? A chubby in front of his debate class. What do I do? What?
He's back.
What do you want, kid?
Well, is it okay to masturbate during lunch?
Okay, thank you. Phil Henry Show.